listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn. My husband, Pastor Larry, is away on assignment. I want to welcome everyone today and thank you for joining us each week on the radio broadcast. We're believing God together. We're praying together. We're searching out the Word of God together. And it's awesome that we're able to agree and see all that God is doing. If you are still waiting and holding on to God for your breakthrough, I want to speak to you this morning and encourage you to say, the God of the suddenlies and the Lord of the breakthrough is on your side. In 2 Chronicles 29:36, it says, and Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, for the thing was done suddenly. Isaiah 48, verse 3 says, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Let's agree in prayer right now that your suddenly is coming to pass. Your breakthrough is suddenly coming to pass. Your healing breakthrough is suddenly coming to pass. 2 Chronicles 29:36, it says, for the thing was done suddenly. God doesn't need a whole lot of time to work. He can do it suddenly. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray that that sudden manifestation of your presence, your power, and your goodness, God, be upon each life connected to the radio broadcast this morning, God, as we have been believing and agreeing in prayer together. God of the miracles, signs, and wonders, have your way in our lives. God, we believe you today. We trust you today. And Lord, this morning we're coming to you. Show us more about ourselves. Show us how we can have an excellent spirit the way that Daniel did. Pastor Larry's been talking about the book of Daniel and Daniel's life, his excellent spirit, his prayer life, and the things, God, that you did through Daniel's life because of his relationship with you. And so this morning, God, we ask you to speak to each person. Lord God, let them hear what they need to hear through the radio broadcast this morning. We worship you, God. We magnify you, God. You are our most holy God. We love you so much today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace upon our lives, Lord God. And we thank you for loving us so much. And we love you back this morning in Jesus' mighty name. So the God of the suddenlies and the Lord of the breakthrough is breaking forth on your behalf in Jesus' name. Let me say it again. The God of the suddenlies and the Lord of the breakthrough is breaking forth on your behalf in Jesus' mighty name. Let's say it together. The God of the suddenlies, the Lord of the breakthrough is breaking through on my behalf in Jesus' mighty name. We choose to believe God this morning. Let's look at Daniel's excellent spirit. Starting at verse 1 in the Message translation, it says, the writing of a disembodied hand. King Belshazzar held a great feast for his 1,000 nobles. The wine flowed freely. Belshazzar, heady with the wine, ordered that the gold and silver chalices his father Nebuchadnezzar had stolen from God's temple of Jerusalem be brought in so he and his nobles, his wives, and concubines could drink from them. When the gold and silver chalices were brought in, the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank wine from them. They drank the wine and drunkenly praised their gods made of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. At that very moment, the fingers of a human hand appeared and began writing on the lamp-illumined whitewashed wall of the palace. When the king saw the disembodied hand writing away, he went white as a ghost, scared out of his wits. His legs went limp, his knees knocked. He yelled out for the enchanters, the fortune tellers, and the diviners to come. He told these Babylonian magi, anyone who can read this writing on the wall and tell me what it means will be famous and rich, purple robe, the great gold chain, and be third in command in the kingdom. One after the other they tried, but could make no sense of it. They could neither read what was written nor interpret it to the king. So now the king was really frightened. All the blood drained from his face. The nobles were in a panic. The queen heard of the hysteria among the king and his nobles and came to the banquet hall. She said, "Long live the king! Don't be upset. Don't sit around looking like ghosts. There is a man in your kingdom who's full of the divine Holy Spirit. During your father's time, he was well known for his intellectual brilliance and spiritual wisdom. He was so good that your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, made him the head of all the magicians, enchanters, fortune tellers, and diviners. There was no one quite like him. He could do anything. Interpret dreams, solve mysteries, explain puzzles. His name is Daniel, but he was renamed Belteshazzar by the king. Have Daniel called in. He'll tell you what is going on here." So Daniel was called in, and the king asked him, "Are you the Daniel who was one of the Jewish exiles my father brought here from Judah? I've heard about you, that you're full of the Holy Spirit, that you've got a brilliant mind, and you are incredibly wise. The wise men and enchanters were brought in here to read this writing on the wall and interpret it for me. They couldn't figure it out, not a word, not a syllable. But I've heard that you interpret dreams and solve mysteries. So if you can read the writing and interpret it for me, you'll be rich and famous, a purple robe, the great gold chain around your neck, and third in command in the kingdom." Daniel answered the king, "You can keep your gifts or give them to someone else, but I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means. Listen, O king, the high God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar a great kingdom and a glorious reputation because God made him so famous. People from everywhere, whatever their race, color, and creed, were totally intimidated by him. He killed or spared people on whim. He promoted or humiliated people capriciously. He developed a big head and a hard spirit. Then God knocked him off his high horse and stripped him of his fame. He was thrown out of human company, lost his mind, lived like a wild animal. He ate grass like an ox and was soaked by heaven's dew until he learned his lesson that the high God rules human kingdoms and puts anyone he wants in charge. You are his son and have known all this, yet you're as arrogant as he ever was. Look at you, setting yourself up in competition against the master of heaven. You had the sacred chalices from his temple brought into your drunken party so that you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines could drink from them. You used the sacred chalices to toast your gods of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, blind, deaf, and imbecile gods. But you treated with contempt the living God, who holds your entire life from birth to death in his hand. God sent the hand that wrote on the wall, and this is what is written, Mene, Tekel, and Peres. This is the words and what they mean. Mene, God has numbered the days of your rule, and they don't add up. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales, and you don't weigh much. Peres, your kingdom has been divided up and handed over to the Medes and Persians. Belshazzar did what he had promised. He robed Daniel in purple, draped the great gold chain around his neck, and promoted him to third in charge in the kingdom. That same night, the Babylonian king Belshazzar was murdered. Darius the Mede was 62 years old when he succeeded him as king. Daniel chapter 6, the Message translation, Daniel in the lion's den. Darius reorganized his kingdom. He appointed 120 governors to administer all the parts of his realm. Over them were three vice regents, excuse me, one of whom was Daniel. The governors reported to the vice regents, who made sure that everything was in order for the king. But Daniel, brimming with spirit and intelligence, so completely outclassed the other vice regents and governors that the king decided to put him in charge of the whole kingdom. The vice regents and governors got together to find some old scandal or skeleton in Daniel's life that they could use against him, but they couldn't dig up anything. He was totally exemplary and trustworthy. They could find no evidence of negligence or misconduct. So they finally gave up and said, we're never going to find anything against this Daniel unless we can cook up something religious. The vice regents and governors conspired together and then went to the king and said, King Darius, live forever. We've convened your vice regents, governors, and all your leading officials and have agreed that the king should issue the following decree. For the next 30 days, no one is to pray to any god or mortal except you, O king. Anyone who disobeys will be thrown into the lion's den. Issue this decree, O God, and make it unconditional, as if written in stone like all the laws of the Medes and the Persians. King Darius signed the decree, and when Daniel learned that the decree had been signed and posted, he continued to pray just as he had always done. His house had windows in the upstairs that opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he knelt there in prayer, thanking and praising his God. The conspirators came and found him praying, asking God for help. They went straight to the king and reminded him of the royal decree that he had signed. Did you not, they said, sign a decree forbidding anyone to pray to any god or man except for you for the next 30 days? And anyone caught doing it would be thrown into the lion's den? Absolutely, said the king, written in stone, like all the laws of the Medes and Persians. Then they said, Daniel, one of the Jewish exiles, ignores you, O king, and defies your decree. Three times a day he prays. At this, the king was very upset and tried his best to get Daniel out of the fix he'd put him in. He worked at it the whole day long, but then the conspirators were back. Remember, O king, it's the law of the Medes and Persians that the king's decree can never be changed. The king caved in and ordered Daniel brought and thrown into the lion's den. But he said to Daniel, your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this. A stone slab was placed over the opening of the den. The king sealed the cover with his signet ring and the signet rings of all his nobles, fixing Daniel's fate. The king then went back to his palace. He refused supper. He couldn't sleep. He spent the night fasting. At daybreak, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. As he approached the den, he called out anxiously, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve so loyally, saved you from the lions? O king, live forever, said Daniel. My God sent his angel who closed the mouths of the lions so that they would not hurt me. I've been found innocent before God and also before you, O king. I've done nothing to harm you. When the king heard these words, he was happy. He ordered Daniel taken up out of the den. When he was hauled up, there wasn't a scratch on him. He had trusted his God. Then the king commanded that the conspirators who had informed on Daniel be thrown into the lion's den along with their wives and children. Before they hit the floor, the lions had them in their jaws, tearing them to pieces. King Darius published this proclamation to every race, color, and creed on earth. Peace to you, abundant peace. I decree that Daniel's God shall be worshipped and feared in all parts of my kingdom. He is the living God, world without end. His kingdom never falls. His rule continues eternally. He is a savior and rescuer. He performs astonishing miracles in heaven and on earth. He saved Daniel from the power of the lions. From then on, Daniel was treated well during the reign of Darius and also in the following reign of Cyrus the Persian. Lord, bless the reading of your word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And Lord, we come before you this morning asking you, God, to make us loyal. Lord God, loyal to you the way that Daniel was, the way that you found Daniel to be loyal in his service and in serving you, O God. The king even prophesied over Daniel in verse 16. Daniel, he said, your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this. Lord, bless the reading of your word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And I want to say to the listening audience this morning that that is the word for us this morning from the Lord. Your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this. whatever that situation, whatever that circumstance, stand on this verse, stand on the word of God and the God that you're loyal to and the God that you're serving, because your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this. Just to remind, we're reading out of Daniel chapter 6, and it's the Message translation that reads that way. But he said to Daniel, your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's talk for a moment. What does it mean to be loyal? What is the definition of being loyal? Because Daniel was loyal to his God. Loyal means faithful to one's oath, commitments, or obligations. And so, Lord, we're asking you, find us to be faithful. Faithful to our oaths, faithful to our commitments, and faithful to our obligations. Whatever those obligations may be, whatever those commitments may be, the commitments may be in marriage, may be to children, oaths that we've made. Lord God, find us to be loyal, having an excellent spirit the way that Daniel did, finding us loyal in your sight as we serve you, God, in the lives that we live. Lord God, in marriage, in family, in the workplace, Lord God, that you would find us loyal in our worship to you in every area of life, Lord God, that we would be exemplary and trustworthy in the things of God in the lives that we live, Lord God. We ask you to do a mighty work on the inside of us and in our lives, Lord God, that we would found to be exemplary, trustworthy, and loyal just the way that Daniel was. To be faithful means to have strict or thorough in the performance of a duty, true to one's word, promises, or vows, steady in allegiance, affection, loyal, constant, reliable, trusted, believed, adhering, or true to fact, accurate, full of faith, believing. Lord, we're asking you that we be found faithful and loyal, God, in your sight, Lord God. And this morning, God, speak to us in any area, God, where we need some correction or some guidance from you, Lord God, that we might make the changes. Know that we've come before you, God. Lord God, only you, God, could make King Darius be the one to prophesy that Daniel was coming out of that pit, that lion's den, unharmed. He said, your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this. And after that, this King Darius did not eat. He fasted the night, did not sleep. And at daybreak, at the first light, he was over to the lion's den. His prophecy over Daniel's life, his fasting that entire night, God actually used the person that made this decree to be an intercessor on behalf of Daniel that entire night. He didn't sleep, he didn't eat, and he prophesied that the God you serve, Daniel, that the God that you're so loyal to, is going to get you out of this. Perhaps the king in his life as a king understood the beauty of loyalness and faithfulness. How much a king would know to have loyal subjects in the kingdom. How much better that is than to have strife or to have the disloyal in your midst. Seeing the loyalness in Daniel, the king prophesied, your God is going to get you out of this. This is the God of the suddenlies. This is the God, the Lord of the breakthrough. And this is the God that's going to get you out of this situation or circumstance. The one who paid the price for your healing, your victory, and your deliverance. He's getting you out of this situation. He's getting you out of every situation and circumstance hindering your growth in him, hindering addictions. Hi! He's bringing you out of your addiction in the name of Jesus. He's going to get you out of this in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord God, that you are getting your people out of anything and everything that's hindering their growth in you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, be set free, be made whole. He's taking taking you out of this situation. He's getting you out of it. Lift up your hands and praise his holy name. Hallelujah, God, that we're loyal to you, God. We seek you, God. Hallelujah. Magnifying you and worshiping you this morning. The God that's getting your people out of each and every situation and circumstance that's not of you, Lord God, for you are the great deliverer, the Lord of the breakthrough, the God who does suddenly, it shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. The glory of God. And then at the end of chapter 6, even King Darius makes a proclamation to everyone, letting them know the magnitude of the God that Daniel served. Saving Daniel from the power of the lions, he says, this is the God that performs astonishing miracles in heaven and on earth. King Darius not only saw Daniel's life, but he actually saw the miracle working power of God right before his very eyes as he rushed that morning to the lion's den to see if he, what was the condition of Daniel. Had he been rescued from his God? He had hurried to the lion's den saying, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve so loyally saved you from the lions? And the answer was yes. Yes, so much so. And so overwhelmed was King Darius that he published a proclamation to every race, every color, and every creed on the earth. Peace to you, abundant peace, I decree. Daniel's God shall be worshipped and feared in all parts of my kingdom. He is the living God, the world without end. His kingdom never falls. He rules continues. His rule continues eternally. He is a savior. He is a rescuer. He performs astonishing miracles in heaven and on earth. And he saved Daniel from the power of the lions, and he's going to save you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. And Lord God, we know that you are trustworthy and faithful to those that serve you, Lord God. And we just magnify you and worship you this morning. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that Daniel had favor. Glorious favor. Favor with King Darius. Favor that comes from a relationship with the one true living God. Yes, Daniel had an excellent spirit, but Daniel was filled and full of the Holy Spirit. Are you filled and full of the Holy Spirit this morning? To the overflow, I pray that you are. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh and anew to the overflow. Touch our lives. Let out of our bellies flow rivers of living water as we serve you, Lord God. Give us the words to speak, the prayers to pray, the things to prophesy. Let us be a people that's found loyal in your sight. Before we close the program, I wanted to share a prophetic word that was given to Dr. Jerry Savelle in October of 2017. It refers to the loyalness and faithfulness of God's people. And I wanted to share it with in conjunction with what we've been looking at in the book of Daniel. Here's the prophetic word given to Dr. Jerry Savelle. 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me, faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now. They shall triumph and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough. I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. That's the reading of the prophetic word given to Dr. Jerry Savelle in October of 2017. And Lord, we receive it. We receive it because it's the word that you've spoken through your prophet, Lord God. It's the word that you've spoken to your people for this hour, Lord God, reminding us about faithfulness and loyalty to the God that we serve. And so we ask you, God, to do a mighty work on the inside of us, God, that we be found faithful, that we be found loyal to you, Lord God. We thank you that these are the days of glory, days of flourishing, and days of abounding. And God, when people will look upon our lives like they looked upon the life of Daniel, it would magnify that there is a one true living God, and that people would want to come to know the God that we serve. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and magnify you. The favor of God that was upon Daniel's life, the indwelling and infilling of the Holy Spirit to the overflow on the inside of Daniel created this life that magnified in the midst of all the false gods that there is a living God involved in every aspect and every part of the being of the people's lives that serve him. In Psalm 5:12, it says, "For you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright in right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor." Surely Daniel was covered with God's goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime." Or, "In his favor is life." Acts 7:10 says, "And delivered him from all his distressing afflictions, and won him goodwill and favor and wisdom and understanding in the sight of Pharaoh." Luke 1:30 says, "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace, free, spontaneous, absolute favor and loving kindness with God.'" Romans 5:20 says, "But where sin increased and abounded, God's unmerited favor has surpassed it and increased the more and superabounded." 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you are coming progressively to be acquainted with and to recognize more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kindness, his gracious generosity, his undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, in that though he was so very rich, yet for your sakes he became so very poor, in order that you, by his poverty, you might become enriched and abundantly supplied." Lord God, abundantly supply us, Lord God, Holy Spirit, to the overflow. Live on the big on the inside of us. And going back to Romans 5:20, "Where sin increased and abounded, grace, God's unmerited favor, has surpassed it and increased more and superabounded." And you may be listening this morning and saying, "I haven't been faithful. I haven't been loyal. I've been calling myself a Christian. I haven't been faithful or loyal at all." Where sin does abound, grace does much more superabound. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you would like to, please pray this prayer with me. If you're backslidden, if you know it, you said, "Listen, I've been a half-hearted Christian," pray with me this morning. "Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask you, God, to forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit to the overflow. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and power. Deliver me fully. Cause me be to a loyal and faithful servant unto you, Lord God, all the days of my life. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Save me, God, all that I am, all that I ever hope to be. I give to you now, God, in Jesus' name." Thank you for joining us today. Have a blessed week in Jesus' name.